Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so many wonderful things to say to his people. Good things, rich things, blessed things. Hope is in all of his words. And he's coming back. His return is very soon. And he's worked and done the right things throughout time to help his people live. Many of us, we live because God had our backs. When we didn't look to each other, when we didn't look to be a blessing to each other, when we were on the run from God, he didn't give up on us. Some people went forward in the things of God because they were sincere early on. When people are sincere early on, the word takes root in them and they can't sin. When people believe on the Lord and they have sincerity, they appreciate it. Sincerity attracts sincerity. Some people are more attracted to the things of God because they have a higher measure of sincerity and they want more. Some people love the ways of God, but they don't believe that they can do what's necessary. Some people are otherwise. They believe that God will move, but not in their lives. And some people believe that the things of God are wonderful, but they're not sure where they stand. Certain things sparks hope in people. Hope is something that everybody needs. They need to believe that they can please God. I remember a young man I heard about how when he got saved, he had no hope that he would live right and be true to God. He said, "Lord, take me to heaven now. Just take me to heaven now." And the Lord wouldn't take him to heaven now. He had to stay here and learn and grow. He didn't believe that he would do right. He wanted to know God, but he didn't believe that. He didn't see himself doing what's right. When you're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, your thoughts are not going to be perfect. But if you carry sincerity in you, that's something that God can work with. Some people, they hear what's right. They know what's right. They believe it. But they don't let the word take root in them. And the first time they get, or the third time, second or third time, something undesirable happens, they get ready to throw in the towel and just live by their own rules. But that's not how it's supposed to be. If you're sincere, if you love man, it's easy for you to love God. If you love God, it's easy for you to love man. Without love, none of this means nothing. Love is the glue one that holds it all together. Faith only works by love. People without love don't use faith long. They just know about it and they'll recite it, they'll speak it, they only go so far. Sincerity is what takes us on the sincere life. When you truly love God for who he is and for what he's done and because he first loved you, and you share that same love with other people, that's how we grow. People have different measures of sincerity, but sincerity is increasable if that's what you want. You have to desire it. And the Word of God will reveal true things. The Word of God will reveal that you can live. You can make the right choices. You don't have to be afraid anymore. You don't have to fear what others think anymore. You can grow out of all those restrictions. On my back deck, I got a shower for the summertime so you can rinse off after you get through swimming. Or before you go swimming, you can shower. And a big old black spider made a big old web. He was one of them tree spiders, you know. And their webs are strong. So I got a small, not a branch. It was about what you would break a, you know, a little old stem the size of a switch. And I was gonna just wipe his web down and throw it over the deck. That thing was strong. It took my muscles to do that. There was no way a bug can get out of his web. If that thing sticks to him, that, you know, he's gonna be that spider's dinner. Or breakfast. But anyway, that web was strong. I could barely see it in the dusk of the day. And it took muscles to tear that web down. That's how the restrictions of the world are. It takes effort to get out of it. You gotta want to be out of the world system. It's restrictive. Every form of it. It's intended to get you to draw back against God. That's what the intents of the world are, from deception to rebellion. And everything in between, the world system is designed to divide you from the Lord your God and King. So as I grew in the Lord, I knew that I can mount up. I learned that I could mount up and become stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger in my will to serve God. So I began to mount up. I asked the Lord to help me do it. Now I got His insight. See, when you ask the Lord to help you do something, you only see out of your two eyes what's around you, in front of you, what's in front of you. You have to turn to see what's behind you. Your eyes can only see what's in front of you, and that's it. Your mind can only go with the information that you have, and that's it. But when your heart reaches out to God, and then you come to a point where you can follow through, hear God, not only follow through, but hear God out and follow through with what He said. Now you're making judgments based on what God knows and what He sees. And remember, He sees in every direction. He has an overview of you. He sees what's under you. He sees through time itself. He sees the potential if you make the right choices. And He gently guides you in life. He guides you. And you lock in on that guidance, and you receive it. And the guidance grows root just like the word. And then you speak that you'll do that. And then you'll do it and follow through with it. Even when things look grim, because the world is sticky and it wants you to turn against God. But you keep following God and you keep winning, you keep growing, and you learn what not to, you have to learn what to follow through with and what not to follow through with. And some things are dead ends. And God can, if you listen close enough, you can navigate around the dead ends and go right to the point. And make a good decision for your life. Stick with it, and it'll grow in your life. What the job to take, what school to go to, what college to go to, what career to choose. These are God questions, because He knows the real you. And you have to follow Him to find sometimes your interest. Some people don't know what they want to do with their life. This is why we buy our children toys. Toys help shape. It helps us define what they're good at, what they like, what they gravitate to. It's a good idea to walk through a toy store with a child. It's a good idea when they're older to take them to the library. Introduce them to more. Introduce them to stories about people doing different things. Take them to hospitals, let them see how people work. Take them to an engineering firm and let them see how people, when they're older, when they can appreciate it. Sometimes schools are wise enough to take children on field trips and they get a chance to see people working in factories, plants, hospitals, and they tour. And sometimes people can see, hey, I would like to do that. And some of them say, oh, I wouldn't like to do that. That gives them a visual. But when nobody does that for you and nobody takes you around and lets you see the city and how it works and what kind of life you can have, then you don't know what to do with yourself. But God loves you and He knows what you're capable of. And remember, when He calls you to do something, it's beyond what you know sometimes. But it's something that you, once you begin doing it, you'll love it. Anytime you, whatever career you choose, a learning process goes with it. And whatever you're interested in, whatever your gift is from God, it's gonna help you go forward. And you can even understand the Lord better if you do something like that. If you follow through, whatever you follow through with, you're gonna learn concepts of the Lord. You're gonna learn things about the Lord that you didn't know. Now, God loves us and He cares about us. He's watching over us to help us. Sincerity works in every part of your life. If you're interested in getting married, sincerity is very valuable in a marriage. Sincerity attracts sincerity. If you love God, marry somebody that loves God too. Not somebody that left God out of the equation. Some people don't gravitate to God, and people gravitate to God differently. So some people will mount up in the right condition. Only God knows these things. And some people will, if they pull away from the Lord, they don't just pull away from the Lord, they pull away from people who love God. This is why Christian marriages fail. Some people love the world somewhere. And the love of the world is enmity against God. And if it's enmity against God, it's enmity against His people, His word, His will, His ways, and everything else. And they hate everything over time. But when you love God, somebody that appreciates the Lord, and you marry somebody that loves God, now you got something. You got a chance of a much greater life. And it take and the Lord, that kind of couple can grow and do anything. Some people love God and they're lazy. Some people will grow out of laziness, some people won't. Some people will never grow out of it because they don't want to. But when you're sincerity, you're gonna destroy the laziness. You're gonna get rid of things that restrict you. The more love and passion you have to do God's will, you'll overcome everything, every obstacle that gets in your way over time. Not in one day. It's very unusual if somebody overcome everything in one day. But remember, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. And there's a way to do it. I just don't know it. But with man, people always do things you didn't think were possible. And you'll find yourself doing things that you didn't know was possible. When God and man is united, all kind of wonderful things can happen. And remember, don't trust the enmity. People are at enmity with God. Everybody don't love God and trust God. And they can't help you serve God. They can't say anything good about serving God because they love this world somewhere. Some people, they just don't have the visual. They don't have the hope.
They would love it. If they would hear God's word enough and be patient, they will grow into it. But some people have a problem being sincere to God. They still love the world somewhere, and it restricts them, just like that spider's web. And it takes strength to overcome it. The heart can harden. And when a person's heart hardens, they look sweet on the outside, but when their heart hardens, they're not coming out of this world. Only if they soften their own heart. If they develop a love for the Word of God, you can prove what's right. But if they don't receive it as their own, if they don't get a hold of it and let the Word grow roots, they will not come out of the world. The enemy will give them a thought and they'll run with it. He'll give them an excuse if they want one and they run with it. Or they stop doing the things that matter, that make them stronger. And if you keep hanging around them, they'll start working against you. I like freedom. I like being free. And I don't try to coax people into the kingdom of God. I let them know. Now, I do my job. I tell people the word of God. But if they don't want it, I don't push them. But if they want it, see, I also pay attention. Who does the Lord wake me up in the middle of the night to pray for? And I pray for people until the Lord, I just don't have the peace anymore. When you have the follow the peace, always follow the peace. What is God bringing to you about people? And you have to trust His guidance, even when it's not what you really wanted to hear. Sometimes the Lord doesn't bring people to your attention because everything's okay. God's got them and no problem. But some people love this world and they're going to do what's in this world. And you can't really help them. But God loves you and He loves them and He'll help you help them. If they'll let you help them. In yesterday's broadcast, I was talking about some things. The Lord named that one qualifiers. Many times I've noticed that anointed people, sometimes men, especially men, are used to being the teacher. And there are stages of ministry, and sometimes when people have been ministering for years, and people, they come to churches and minister, and people are always pulling from them. They get used to it. And they go to the Lord and they receive from the Lord. But I was talking about how people have elements that you need. And some people are not well known. And they know things that you would really need to know. But because people are used to being the one in charge or in the forefront, they miss out on the blessings that are already around them. Unless they open their ears and listen to anybody in ministry, and people are always looking to you, you can get in parent mode. You can get in professor mode, preacher mode. You know what I'm saying? You can get into a condition where you're the one people draw from. But you can learn from people at their various stages of life. They don't have to be where you are to have a word from the Lord. And I'm saying this because sometimes people that are in a father mode of ministry, they miss out on what people are that are in grade school mode are learning from God. And it can be the element you need. Some people are in ministry and they don't they may not walk in the peace or assurance that they should be walking in. And some people just had a fresh revelation of peace or assurance, or things that can make help you go forward. And the Holy Spirit will prompt them to tell you some things. But if you happen to let pride block you, sometimes when I've seen this too many times, and I wonder, why does this keep happening? The Lord would give me a word to help somebody, and they would assume they were further along in ministry. And when I talk to them about what the Lord said, then they'll try to overjump the conversation and teach me and never take in what the Lord had me saying. I said, I walk away saying, Lord, what just happened? You sent me with a word, but it's like they tried to turn it around and teach me from it, which I just wanted them to receive it so they could be blessed. I've seen it too many times, and it happens. I'm just making, if you're sincere to God, you have to be aware not to do that. Hear people out. And so many people do it. When people give me a word, I listen. I've seen people get nervous. They try to give you a word and they're nervous. And when they tell the word, I know it's from God. I say, I appreciate that. Now, there are humble men out there and women that will tell you, hey, I appreciate that. That really blessed me. Some people, they'll say, well, you know, and they'll, you know, they drown in their pride. They don't even realize how they come across and what they do. But receiving the elements you need can take you much further along, much quicker than anything else, and give you greater peace in this life. Everybody is granted to be a priest and a king. Everybody is a king and a priest. Every child of God. It doesn't matter what stage they're in. The knowledge, the anointed knowledge, comes from the Holy Ghost, and that's who you got to respect. If you can't respect the carrier, the vessel, you must always respect the supplier. And this is why I say that. Not because I got hurt by some preachers. I didn't understand what was happening. I asked the Lord, what's going on? It took years to figure it out. But the Lord let me run into what was out there. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. He loves us all, and I love everybody.